السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, a few weeks back we started to discuss a ailment that is very much alive in our communities. And because of this ailment, many a times we hurt the feelings of others, we speak ill of others, and basically by the end of the day we leave our basket of good deeds empty. We were speaking about hasad, jealousy, that basically is one of the first evil actions that came into existence from non-existence. And it was the means by which the devil disobeyed the command of Allah Almighty. I recited a verse a few weeks back on which we established our discussion for the coming weeks. And basically this verse was from Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 42, verse number 40. Where Allah Almighty says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That the recompense of an evil is an evil like thereof. Whoever forgives and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah. This was the principal ayat on which we are constructing our discussion. We made mention that many a times two people cannot live together. They have different upbringings, they have different set of laws by which they live, and basically their mizaj, their temperament does not digest the temperament of the other. So there is a clash. So there will be words that will be uttered that will be spiteful. There will be actions that will be committed that will be very, very painful. And basically, when a person is in such a domain, the community suffers at large. So the community cannot blossom, it cannot flourish. And then we traced the element that allows the community to rot away, and that basically was hasad. It was jealousy. And we made mention of the different levels of hasad 2 weeks ago. Today, in the short time that we have, if Allah allows, by His grace, we will highlight the antidote. Because everyone speaks about the problem, but they don't speak about the cure. And as we know that Allah Almighty, the creator of everything, if there is a spiritual or a physical sickness, there is a cure for it as well. Because at the end of the day, when a person arrives in the court of Allah Almighty, he needs to arrive with a qalb salim, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim, with a healthy heart. So there are many, many different emotions that erupt within, and there are many, many different sentiments within that damage the condition and the health of the heart. And basically the heart is an articulator, a representative of the positive or the negative feelings that emerge within. And that's why on the Day of Judgment, a person will be standing in front of his Creator with a healthy heart, sound heart, qalb-e salim, or he will stand in front of Allah with an unhealthy heart. So Today we are going to discuss the antidote. So what is the cure for hasad? Because hasad basically is eating away all our good deeds. Without even the realization, a person is giving away all his good actions by speaking ill of another or by doing something that is incorrect by his body. So we need to control the hasad. We need to eliminate it. So the first antidote is contemplation. Contemplation upon a tenet of faith. When we were very, very young and we were studying in madrasa, we were taught imane mujmal and imane mufassal. The description of faith in detail, mufassal. And one of the tenets of faith is wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi, that it has been predestined. Our package of good has been predestined. Whatever we are going to receive, it has been designed, constructed, created by Allah before even our arrival into this dunya. So whatever good or bad is going to come our way, it is going to come our way. We cannot repel it. So contemplation upon this tenet of faith will allow us to settle down when we see people around us receiving more than what we have received. Basically, jealousy comes about when a person sees the affluence of another, the health of another, the izzat of another. And then a person immediately switches to himself and finds that he has been deprived of that level of wealth, that level of health, that level of izzah, that level of ilm. So then the seed of jealousy, hasad, is given a little bit of water. And if a person doesn't address it in the primitive stage, in the initial stage, it grows to be a mighty, mighty tree that has many, many branches and many, many leaves. And basically these leaves and these branches signify windows of evil. So we need to address it immediately. So contemplation is very, very important. Now I'm going to recite one ayah of the glorious Quran that will allow us to understand وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ and will allow us to settle down and focus upon what we have rather than what people have. And that will eliminate the seed of hasad. One ayat and one beautiful statement of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So basically the ayat that I am going to recite, the message that it contains has been made mention in many, many verses of the glorious Quran. But we don't have time to discuss each ayat. So we're going to discuss only one ayat. And this is from Surat Yunus, Surat number 10, verse number 106, where Allah Almighty says, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. If Allah touches you, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ, if Allah touches you with hurt, Allah intends that sickness come your way. If Allah intends that hurt comes your way, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ, no one can remove it except He. If Allah intends, there is no one that can remove it. وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ, and if Allah intends, good comes your way. فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ, no one can repel the favor of Allah. Now this is a principal ayat pertaining to whatever we have. Then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam opened this ayah through his beautiful words of wisdom. And he shared this with his cousin, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, his cousin who was very, very young. So basically at the departure of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa from this world, scholars say that Ibn Abbas was younger than 14 He was very, very young, but very, very bright. So Imam Tirmizi has recorded on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And Ibn Abbas, being a genius and a very, very bright child, did not only remember and sustain the words of the Nabi of Allah, but he even remembered the environment in which the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shared these words of wisdom. So I would like to make mention of what Ibn Abbas says. He says, "Kuntu khalfan Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Now these words in itself indicate how bright and how sharp Ibn Abbas was. He says, "Kuntu khalfan Nabi." I was riding behind the Nabi of Allah. He even remembers the mount. He remembers where he was sitting. He remembers where the Nabi of Allah was. And many a time, we give a lecture, we give advice to a person, we remember the person that is a recipient to our advice, but we forget where we were. We forget the people that were in that gathering. But Ibn Abbas says, "I remember everything. كنت خلف النبي." I was behind the Nabi of Allah, riding behind him. So they were sharing the same mount. Very, very close. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke saath jism laga hua tha, Ibn Abbas ka. So, it was Ibn Abbas and Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a da'i, is a mu'allim, is a murabbi. No moment goes past where a person will not benefit from the presence of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimatin." Oh my, you could say, lad, kid. "Inni u'allimuka kalimatin." I'm going to teach you words of wisdom. Now basically, this is a commentary. The words of wisdom are a commentary to the ayah of Surah Yunus. And basically, collectively, if we contemplate on the words of the Creator and the words of the Nabi of Allah, we will address the sickness of hasad. "Inni u'allimuka kalimatin." I'm going to teach you words of wisdom. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is very, very attentive now. The Nabi of Allah says, "Ihfadillah yahfadka." Safeguard the commandments of Allah, Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you. In the darkness of the night, in the daylight, individually, collectively, wherever you are, Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahak. Safeguard the commandments of Allah and you will find Him before you. If you safeguard the commandments of Allah, you will find Him before you. Allah will be there for you. He will protect you. He will not only protect you, He will guide you. Many a times people say that there was a moment last week where I could slip, but something happened that I couldn't move one step forward towards that sin. Basically, this person has been protecting the commandments of Allah. Now the opportunity came his way to break the command of Allah. Tajidhu tujahak. Allah is there and Allah will not allow him to go to that path. It's amazing. Allah will not allow that person because his track record indicates that he has a great connection and love for Allah Almighty. So now when that moment comes where the Satan may get the better of him and he may drift away from Allah Almighty, تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكْ, Allah is there to guide him, protect him. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask Allah alone. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And when you seek help of Allah alone. Now basically, this half of the advice is preparing the mind of the young child Ibn Abbas to digest what he is going to say now. Preparing the mind. For example, Allah Almighty says, "Al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah." A repetition of that final hour, the striking hour, al-qari'ah. Mal-qari'ah, wama adraka mal-qari'ah, preparing the mind to digest the message that is to follow. Yawma yakunu an-nas kal-farashi al-mabthuth. Idha as-samaa' unfatarat wa idha al-kawakib intatharat wa idha al-biharu fujjirat wa idha al-qubur bu'thirat. Preparing the mind, and now the message arrives. Alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akharat. This is the style of Allah. And that same style has been taken by Nabi Akram Muhammad ﷺ. Preparing the mind of Ibn Abbas. Who is Allah? What is our relationship? Hamara rishta kya hai? What is our ta'alluq with Allah? Idha sa'alta fas'alillah. Wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. And now, the main message. That is a tafsir to وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. A tafsir of this. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَلَا أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا أَلَا أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. تفسير. The Nabi of Allah says that if the entire mankind, and basically I'm using this hadith as an antidote to hasad. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ. You should know, we should know, Ibn Abbas should know, a person of faith should know, because this is the direct commentary to the tenet of faith. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. You should know that أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِجْتَمَعَتْ, that if the entire mankind came together to benefit a person in anything, they cannot accept in that which Allah has written down for that person. If Allah has written down this package of good, they cannot decrease from that package of good, and they cannot increase. It doesn't matter if it is one person, the people of one country, or the people of the entire world, they come together. They cannot change that package. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And if they come together to harm you in anything, they cannot accept in that which Allah has written down. This is our aqidah. This is not something that we should take lightly. It is our aqidah. It is our belief. Our belief is incomplete if we do not have this belief regarding predestination. And then the Nabi of Allah says, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ. The pen of destiny. The pen of destiny. When Allah created the pen of destiny, one of the first things that Allah created, one of the first things was the pen. And then said, uktub, write. Write down everything that is going to unfold. Write it down. Basically, the pen was being dictated by the ilm of Allah. The pen was being dictated by the ilm of Allah that is not bound to time. And it was writing everything. This was the pen of destiny. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ. The pen of destiny has been lifted. So when it is close to the paper, to the warq, it is written, it is lifted. وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. And the ink of the scrolls has dried out, finished. So basically in the old days, you used to dip the pen into the ink and then you used to write. But for maybe 5-10 seconds, you could see the ink, it has not dried out. And then sometimes the people used to make amendments with the ink. Because it hasn't dried out. They could put it downwards or upwards. But now Allah Almighty says, وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The ink in the scrolls has dried out. خَتَّمْ خَلَاسْ. The decision of destiny cannot be changed. So basically what we learn from the ayah and what we learn from the hadith is that whatever I have was destined for me. So if somebody looks at me and gets jealous, by his jealousy it is not going to change. By his hasad it's not going to change. This was to come my way. There was no one that could repel it, and there was no one that could remove it, and there was no one that could bring it. It was Allah's decision. And basically, if a person is developing hasad, indirectly he is challenging the distribution of Allah. The father says to the four sons, I have given you a gift. The son should say, Alhamdulillah. But as we know that the father has weaknesses as well, his distribution may not represent adl, justice. He may favor one over another. So basically the children will stand up and they will say that you have given the eldest child more than what he deserves. There is a possibility that an insan can challenge the decision of another insan. But how can a person challenge the decision and the distribution of Allah Almighty? Allah Almighty is an embodiment of adl, justice. He is fair. But indeed we do not understand His distribution. We can say that we do not understand the dynamics, the fine details pertaining to that distribution, to that taqseem. But it is only Allah who knows. And He is very, very fair. In Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, verse number 20-21, what does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, وَجَعَلَّا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشْ وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Subhanallah. We provide for you, fiha, therein, ma'ayish, the means of sustenance. And ma'ayish basically is everything that we have. So many a times when the word rizq is used, we take one dimension of rizq, and that is the food on the table. But rizq basically is inclusive to all the bounties that we enjoy. Even inhaling, exhaling, closing the eyes, open the eyes, looking, not looking, is all a bounty. It is all rizq. Allah Almighty says, وَجَعَلَّا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشْ. We have provided for you therein means of livelihood. وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ. And we have provided livelihood for those for whom you do not provide sustenance. Basically the animal kingdom, the cattle, the beast, the scavenger. Allah provides for them. A great sheikh came from South Africa many, many years ago. And instantly people fell in love with him. Abdul Hamid Saab. A very old person. And he gave us a story, because coming from South Africa, when I went to South Africa, we visited the Kruger National Park. So it's a wildlife. So he made mention of a story. And he said that at a certain place, there are crocodiles that exit the water to bathe in the heat of the sun. So he says, when they exit the water, they open their mouth. The crocodiles open their mouth. And basically, there is a particular bird that roams around that area where the crocodile opens its mouth. And this bird comes, flies into the mouth of the crocodile, and does its work. I'll make mention what the work is in a few moments. Does its work. And then after 5 or 10 minutes, it will exit. Now this bird is very unique. Because on the top of the head of this bird, there is like a antenna. A very sharp antenna on the top of its head. So this bird will do its work and then it will exit. So basically, the people say that when this crocodile has a good meal, it doesn't have a toothpick. And it gets very, very irritated. So it comes out and it opens its mouth. Now there are chunks of meat that are stuck between the teeth. So Allah Almighty sends this bird, a flock of them. They will come and they will go inside and they will eat this meat. This is their food. So they are being used by Allah as a toothpick. They are cleaning the cavities. Now, this is not a normal position for the crocodile. It's not a natural position for the crocodile to keep its mouth open. So when it closes its mouth, the antenna does its work. It strikes the roof of the mouth, and then it opens it again. So it can't close its mouth until the bird is inside, because it strikes the roof of the mouth. So the birds will do their work when they have satisfied their hunger, basically by cleaning the entire mouth of the crocodile, they will exit. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشْ وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ. And Allah provides for those for whom you do not provide. We will continue this topic next week. I'm very, very particular about my time for the last 2 months. So we're going to stop at 1:20, inshallah. So remind me next week that we will start from here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Yes, jazakum.